It's frustrating. I mean, losing at home to a divisional opponent is frustrating. We'd already beat them once this year and really started off the game and looked like it was going to be the kind of the same thing. And we let them hang around, and they came back and got us.
You think about after this game, all the missed opportunities, so many opportunities where you really could have put them away.
We got to start putting teams away. I mean, no question about it. All year we've kind of let teams hang around, and we've been fortunate enough to win most of those games. But you do it long enough, and you don't put teams away. It comes back to bite you, just like it did today.
Is that what you think? Part of it, we should put them away early, and you're letting them, you know, we're giving them confidence.
Early, late, we had a chance to put them away in a four-minute offense. We couldn't execute, didn't get anything done. Could have scored a touchdown down there at the last goal line stand, couldn't get anything done, kicked a field goal from the two. So, I mean, when you do that and you just let teams continue to hang around, I don't care who they are, they're going to beat you.
And your feeling is it's mainly execution, and that's the main problem in the red zone?
That's the only problem is execution. Good play calls, good looks that we practice against all week, and no execution.
In any way, do you take these guys lightly?
I'm prepared for these guys harder than I have anybody all year, and I know the focus and the effort that we practice with all week, and we knew this was going to be a dogfight, and we knew we had to have it, and came up short.
Kind of a momentum switch when Stokely makes that catch to not scoring there. Were you worried that that may come to, but you know, obviously at the early.
Well, we knew we had a chance to end it, you know, and whenever you play in it, I mean, this is NFL, and when you got a chance to end games and to put it away, you got to do it. And this is a prime example of what happens when it doesn't happen.
Kyle, that's a big play you get to Brandon. It's pretty much the only one in this game. Is there a reason why more of those don't work for you?
Yeah, I don't know. That was a good play. Talked about on the sideline, got the look that we wanted, and we executed that one. So that's great. And, you know, wish we could have stuck it in from there. But, no, I don't understand. You know, they're good in the back end. I mean, I'll give them credit. They got good secondary, and it's tough to get away from those guys. And most of your big plays that you see, you know, on these guys throughout the year are runs and not necessarily passes, you know. So we were hoping for some explosive plays and really didn't get them except for the one to Brandon.
That play got you down to the two-yard line. Josh always talks about working in small space. You're in small space down the two-yard line, yet you went pass, run, pass. That, along with having trouble throughout the year with third and one, third and two, fourth and one, is there confidence being lost in the running game, particularly the short running game?
I don't think so. I mean, we had the QB sneak early in the game from third and short and converted that one. Didn't get the next one. No, I don't think it was a lack of confidence in the running game. I think our running game's done pretty well for the most part. Obviously, we've struggled in short yard, but I would say that we're searching. We're trying to find something that works down there. We're not just, you know, sitting here beating our heads against the wall, and we're trying to find things that'll work, and it's just not happening right now.
Of course, next week doesn't get any easier on the road against a very good NFC East team in Philadelphia.
Well, we put ourselves in this predicament, so we got to get ourselves out of it. And only one way to do that, and that's work your ass off and work harder than you have all year and make sure that you're ready to play come Sunday. And I know we will be.